Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Check out Boston George, Famous Without the Fortune, now streaming on Fandor.com. Get the real story of the events that inspired the hit film Blow.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Fandor Video Podcast. And today is a super special edition because we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary,
wow. We've done 80 plus shows together.
Happy anniversary, Bryn.
Can you believe we've lasted?
Happy anniversary, guys.
This is a great crew.
It really is. I honestly can't believe we've reached this milestone.
I mean, it's just we're constantly at each other's throats. Like it's hard to imagine how we've survived this long. But,
I know, right? You know.
Thanks for putting up with that tardiness, guys.
That's all right. We forgive you. All right. Well, we have a really special guest today. I think he's the perfect guest for our 1 year anniversary show. And I don't want to tell you anything about him, but, okay, except his name. His name is Roger Love. Roger, welcome to the Fandor Video Podcast. Welcome.
Happy birthday. You both look great for 1 year old.
Exactly.
So, Roger, who are you? What do you do?
I'm a voice coach.
Cool. What does that mean?
Who started out being a singing voice coach. When I was 16 and a half, I was studying with the most famous voice coach in the world. He suddenly left the country. Said, Roger, you want to take over the studio? So I show up 16 years old. My first student, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and the Jacksons and Earth, Wind & Fire and all these major supergroups, Luther Vandross. So boom, Roger, you're a singing voice coach.
Wow.
When he came back 6 months later, all of his students, miraculously, surprised the heck out of me, decided that they wanted to stay with me. So he brought me in as a junior partner. So at 16 and a half, I was already the junior partner in what was the most famous voice studio in the world. I continued to go to school. It's always a good thing, college included, but I was always teaching. So for 16 years, all I was teaching was famous singers. Then speakers started coming to me, like Tony Robbins and actors like Jeff Bridges and all these amazing actors started coming to me. And they wanted me to work on their speaking voice. So then I made the transition and created content and techniques so that I could teach speakers, actors, presenters, exactly what I'd gotten so good at teaching singers, how to open up their mouth and influence millions of people to feel emotions that they wouldn't have otherwise felt. So that's who I am and what I do. I work with voices to help those voices deliver whatever message they're trying to deliver to the public.
Now, clearly, wow, you've worked with a lot of people, and you've mentioned some of the people from the past. But if you wouldn't mind, Roger, I know you're a humble guy, but currently, give us your roster over the past 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Okay. I'm the guy that taught Bradley Cooper how to sing for the movie A Star Is Born.
Oh,
okay.
And that was a fantastic experience because, first of all, he's an incredible talent and basically can do anything because he works harder than everyone else. But he gave me 6 months to work on his voice, his singing voice. So the results were incredible. I don't always have that much time. I was the guy that taught Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix to sing for the movie A Star, Walk the Line.
Hold on. Let's stay on Bradley Cooper for a quick second.
Okay.
When you saw him singing with Lady Gaga at the Academy Awards, did you have that like fatherly pride saying, I did that. Like,
well, yes, I my mouth was full of vegan treats that were in the basket in the dressing room at the venue for the Academy Awards. And my heart was filled with, that's incredible. I am so proud of him. He's a great person, a great talent. And now he's shown the world a side of him that they hadn't seen before.
And then everyone was convinced that they were going to get married.
Which so was not true.
Quite a performer. Yeah, exactly.
So when Bradley Cooper is working with you for 6 months, can you walk us through that? Is he at your house for 8 hours a day? Like what, how does that, tell what happens during that 6 months with you?
Yeah, no, I learned early on when I got married, I've been married 32 years. I learned early on that if I combined my home and my teaching studio, I wouldn't have a marriage. So I have a studio. You're looking at a little piece of it here. He would come to me every morning at 8 a.m., having already been to the gym and worked out for an hour and a half, having already driven from the beach to get to the gym, to work out for an hour and a half, then comes to me, and we worked every single day, 5 days a week for 6 months.
How many hours a day?
An hour a day that working with me, technique. I train the instrument. I don't just teach them songs. I believe that we were all born with an instrument that we have to learn how to tune and how to play it. So I create the technique that builds all of the strength in my students' voices so that they can go from very low to very high, so they can sing anything. So we worked on technique, then we worked on the songs, and we worked specifically on the performances, and then the magic was done.
Did you have to help Lady Gaga out a little bit too, or no? Is she okay?
No, Lady Gaga is perfectly fine without me, yeah. And she's magnificent. And she has a voice teacher that I think still lives in New York. And great artists are very loyal to their voice teachers because they create things together.
Let's go back to how things are presented to you. So break it down for me. Thank you. Break it down for me when a studio needs you and your skills and they want to work with you. They'll send a producer or a head of the studio. Tell us how that conversation goes down between you and somebody from Fox or Warner Brothers or Universal or Paramount. Reenact it.
The first part of the conversation is not quite as you'd hope a voice coach would hope. The first part of the conversation generally is, Roger, this is a passion project. There's hardly any money. None of the actors are getting paid. None of the crew's getting paid. We're not even going to eat on set. So we can't afford to pay you what you normally charge because we know you charge an arm and a leg and maybe we heard you charge two arms and two legs. So can you do this as a passion project? No. That's how it starts.
Yeah. And what do you say?
and what do I say? I say, oh, thank you so much for thinking of me. And I'd love to do this project. And we come to a meeting of the minds and a meeting of the wallets. And some projects are I believe I'm getting paid what would be representative of the work that gets done. And sometimes I do it because I love the project and I care about the craft of it. And I know that it will be something that I'll be proud of.
Whenever I get that speech, I always give the Bill Murray Ghostbuster speech. It's like, no job is too big. No fee is too big.
I don't usually have any ghosts on the call. So I tried a different tact.
So are you on set with these actors on Walk the Line and A Star is Born? Are you on the set with them as the shooting's happening?
Mostly not.
Oh, okay.
Mostly my job is to, I have done it where I go into the recording studio and I help vocal coach the actual songs, the actual performances that then make it into the film. So I've done that plenty of times as a vocal producer, a vocal coach / producers. That's part of what I do. And sometimes I just make sure that they sound so great. that they can then go and do the gig without me. If I've done my job, I should be able to send that person to the set and they should be able to recreate the magic that we've worked on so much at our studio. So it works both ways. I'll be on set. Sometimes I will have just set the bird flying toward the camera and great noise will come out and it'll work, or I'll be in the studio and we'll pre-record everything and I'll have a part of that. With A Star Is Born, this was interesting. He came to me and he said, we're not going to pre-record any of the songs. Wow. We're going to sing them all live. And he said to me, good for Gaga.
Right.
She's great.
That's what she does.
But I have to now step up to be able to sing them live. So that's exciting and also more difficult. But the results were he did it. Everything you saw in that movie, we didn't do in a recording studio, fixing this, fixing that, a million takes. That was all the take.
Congratulations.
Wow. All right. So you mentioned Joaquin Phoenix. Can you tell us what you've done with him, what you're doing with him? What can you share?
Well, Reese Witherspoon called me some years back and she said, I've been taking voice lessons for 6 months. I'm doing a film and my voice is not getting any better. We have to actually film and start recording in 3 weeks. Can you take over the project? So she came in and she was my first entry into that film, Walk the Line. And then the next day she had convinced Joaquin to come in and also work. So I worked with both of them, but this was one of those projects, which is an incredible story because I only had about 3.5 weeks to do both of them. And there were bits and parts of like 32 songs, a lot of songs for Walk the Line. And, you know, thank goodness both of them were professional. We worked hard, but that was a very condensed amount of time to turn a non-singer. Joaquin was admittedly a non-singer. Reese had done some singing in high school, but it was all up here. I am beautiful. Everyone's beautiful. And that wasn't the voice of the part.
No.
That's so funny.
So
currently, what are you doing? Can you tell us what you're doing with Joaquin?
I'm working on a new film for Joaquin. That's all I can say. And I'll be able to tell more later.
Okay.
But we 15 years ago, we did Walk the Line. And now we're together working on a film.
Did you work with him on his last film? Are you allowed to say that?
The last film, you mean The Joker?
Yeah.
There was no singing in that.
So there was no singing in that. Okay.
And although I do get hired quite often just to work with people's speaking voices. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't work with Joaquin on the first Joker.
So listen, you, Roger, you're not isolated. You're not insulated. You allow just the regular common man to work with you. And you actually have a symposium coming up. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. I humbly say that I am trying to save the world, working towards saving the world the only way that I can, one voice at a time. I realized that the number one fear in America, aside from singing, is speaking in public. Most people hate the sound of their own voice when they hear it back on the phone that they overpaid for at the store, and they record the message, hi, it's Roger Love, and please call me back. I'm a nice person. And they listen back, and they say, oh my God, I did a second mortgage on my house. I thought they'd have a better microphone or speaker in here. So most people hate the sound of their own voice. I literally believe, as I said earlier, we were born with not the voice that you have right now. You're born with an instrument, but you never really learned how to play it right. You sound like your mother or your father or the nanny who raised you. If you were lucky enough to have a nanny, you sound like your teachers, but you need to learn how to sound like yourself and find a voice that works for your life, your business, your relationships. That if you find your voice, you can finally love it and then use that voice to create the success you want and to inspire other people. So I have, once a year, I do a 3-day virtual event called Voice of Success, and it's happening September 23rd. And I would love to offer people an incredible opportunity to come and spend any amount of those 1 to 3 days with me. They can basically, where you should go is you should go to rogerlove.com/winner. Winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, in case you forgot how to spell winner because it hasn't happened in a long time. all lowercase. And actually, when you go there, rogerlove.com/winner, you're going to get a $50 gift certificate to any of my singing programs, any of my speaking programs, and to Voice of Success Live. So look, if I have moved you in any way to be thinking more about your voice because you don't love it, and because you're not really using your voice to achieve all of your dreams, go to rogerlove.com/winner, take advantage of the $50, that's my gift, and work on your speaking voice, work on your singing voice, or come spend 3 days with me at Voice of Success.
And you're
fantastic offer.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And you're not just for somebody who's in the arts. You're for anybody who wants confidence when it comes to speaking, correct?
Hello, you're a teacher, you're speaking to people, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an influencer. Every single person is using their voice during the day to have conversations, which lead to relationships, which create businesses and opportunities and the life you want. What really is life? One conversation connected to the next conversation, talking to somebody about something, which creates a life. Do you have the life you want? Is your voice leading you into the conversations that lead to the life you want, to the success you want, to the self-confidence you want? Are you able to do it online? Because we have to now. Every single person who speaks needs to turn their voice into the greatest communication asset that they have, because hardly anyone is thinking about the voice until it's gone. You wake up in the morning, you're like, what?
Laryngitis and COVID or whatever.
You wake up hoarse, that's when you're thinking about the voice. No, the time to think about your voice is you've thought of everything else. You got a new haircut. You're going to the gym. You're trying to do plant-based, but you still have no self-confidence. You still don't have you're not in the business you want, the career you want. You don't have the relationships you want. And you haven't even thought that maybe your voice is stopping you from sealing all of those deals.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Huh. So, Roger, you've worked with like everyone in the industry. It's an incredibly impressive roster. Is there somebody that you haven't worked with yet who you really want to?
If you could call Beyonce and tell her to
okay,
come over, I would clear some space.
Let's see what we can do.
But what I love about being who I am and what I do is you really never know who's going to call, who's going to reach out. And that's what I love about my job.
That's fantastic. Great. Well, Roger, thank you. I mean, I think you've said it all here. Remind
you us know that- what? You haven't said it all, Hooman. Do you know that Hooman is actually a voice major and majored in, you know, I think it was opera, was it?
Yeah. So I haven't heard Hooman sing? Is that what you're saying?
We'll have a session on the side. Hey, you got a $50 coupon, so use it.
I actually might sign up for his 3-day symposium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm looking forward to it. Remind us the date of your event in September.
September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
And remind us the website one more time.
rogerlove.com/winner.
Winner. Roger, thank you so much for your time. I hope you, this I know you've great, done, Roger. Yeah, I know thank you've done you. A lot of these. I hope you enjoyed this one.
I love it. It's hardly ever do I get interviewed by two people that are only 1 year old. So from my, I believe my mentality arrested somewhere when I was a baby or perfect. Between there and 13. So from one childlike person to two other childlike people, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
All right, Roger, we wish you nothing but the best, man.
Have a good one.
Thanks, bro.
That's a wrap, guys.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.